So our goal today is to give a measure of an overview of some of the sugyas and the chaburas and some of the topics that we have learned about over the last couple of months here in the first 5-6 lot of Zvachim. So let's begin with a brief overview of Rav Schechter's introductory chabura. Rav Schechter began by discussing the different categories of the world of limud, bein dam ladam as one, bein din ladin as the second, then bein neg and neg as the third, based on a comment he quoted in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that distinguishing between iser v'heter on one hand, dini mamonos on a second hand, and then neg and neg dini taros on the third hand, which is that these are three different areas, realms of halacha, and therefore, because they are distinct, you can't just say you can learn from one to the other, let's say, for purposes of mamatzinu, isur mituma lo yalfinon, mamona mi isur lo yalfinon, etc. So he mentioned that kodshin is also a distinct and separate world of limud. So we gave one example of a nafkamina is the in kultura kula, the concept of lamed min halamed, as opposed to in kodshim. This was also something that was discussed in that piece in Rabbi Yosef Engel. There was a Rabbi Yosef Engel piece that we came across in the Shina Lomakos of La'akev piece. So in that same piece, he also had a question about lamed min halamed for kultura kula. And then the second one is that first part of Rabbi Yosef Engel of the din of Shina Lomakos of La'akev, which we'll get back to a little bit more later. But he pointed out that Tosfos thinks that Shina Lomakos of La'akev is unique to the world of Kachim. Then he distinguished between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, one nafkamina between the two categories, that Kachi Kachim are more chamer, therefore they're more limited in their space. They require a tzafon for shchita. They're also only in the Azara, as opposed to Kachim Kalim, which is eaten in all of Yerushalayim. And in Muri Kachim Kalim, he pointed out, have the din of Kachi Kachim, and therefore they have Me'ila. So he spoke about that distinction for a while.
Often burnt outside, don't you? Like Shifat.
No, the Emurim go on the Mizbeach.
That's Haktaras Emurim.
That's Haktaras. Me'ila, I spoke a little bit about Me'ila, about. Then he spoke more about Shechita B'Tzafon, spoke about Kohanim eating Kodshe Kodshim, and the Bailam Skabrim as opposed to Kachim Kalim, which even the Bailam eat. Then he also mentioned another Nafkamina about Tadirus, that Tadar Makudash come first, so therefore Kachi Kachim come before Kachim Kalim. Then he discussed the four Avodas Hadam, which is Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. Beyom Tzavos, so they all require daytime, you can't do them at night, as opposed to other Avodos, not Avodas Hadam, like Haktaras, Emurim, and Nisachim, Nisach Hayayin, all those are mutar at night, and then pointed out that there are four parallel avodas when it comes to a mincha, kvitza, kabbalah, right, what was it? Kmitza, nesina bekli, holacha, and then haktaras hakmitza. Those are the four parallels in menachos. We spoke a little bit about dichli. And I talk about Dichoy and Kabaros and Dichoy and Menachos. And then at the end, he had an interesting discussion about Smicha, and then whether this whole discussion about Nashim Somchos Rishus, about whether or not they were actually doing Smicha, which was the Chiddush he quoted from Ravid, based on the different gears in the Torah's Kohanim, or no, like Tosa said, that they were never actually doing Smicha. Our gears that we have in our Gemara is that they were doing Akufi Yadayu. They were just floating their hands on top of the karbon, not that they were actually doing smicha. There was no havamina. Not exactly. That there was no havamina that they would actually do smicha b'kol chochu mishtamish b'balechayim, etc. Ayin sham. That wasn't so much. Yeah.
Why is it not mishtamish b'balechayim for men? Because they actually have a few?
Because they have the mitzvah of smicha, so they have to do smicha b'kol chochu.
Seeing as women don't, then it will be other dogs.
When does smicha shirayim happen? Also?
Shvicha Shirayim, yeah, I assume so. I can't say for sure. I assume so. Okay. So now the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechet Zvachim begins, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shalo Lishman Ksheirim. So, V'lo El Shal Olo Bailam Shem Chova. So we are introduced right off the bat to the concept of Machshava in the realm of Kachim, because we are offering the karban, we're doing the shechitas hazevach, or the kabbalah, or the holacha, or the zvika, we're doing the mechanics of the karban properly, but it's the machshava, it's the intent, it's the shelol lishmo that is a problem. So right here we see, right off the bat, the centrality of a machshava when it comes to karbonos, when it comes to the realm of kachim. So now, we are mindful from this Mishnah that there is a specific set of machshavas that we're supposed to have, but there's a Mishnah later on Daf Memvav Medbeis, that elucidates L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, right? What are those? The Zevach, Zoveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, and L'shem Michoach. I think those are the same. And Chatas. So I think those are the six machshavos that a person should have. So the immediate question becomes, okay, first of all, what does it mean when you have the role of machshava? And what is the source? What's the nature of these different machshavos, these different requirements? So in general, the Rambam Paskins, and we see from that Gemara there on Daf Mem Zayin, in general, the Oved is the Koveya. We'll have to talk about that a little further in a little bit. But generally, the Oved, we assume that the Hakol Halach HaKachar Tzigizun HaKachar Oved, the Ram Paskins, Maisa Kabonis, Perek Dalar, Halach Yud and Yud Aleph, like Tosis points out here. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But the idea is that the person who's doing the avoda has to have the proper machshava, either the machshavas of Daf Beis and or the machshavas of Daf Memvav. And if you had the wrong machshava, so then you're going to create a problem for the karban. How do you have a wrong machshava? So this we saw was a significant machlokas, a big question. The Rishonim, Rashi and Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, said in the context of Shlichus Yad, right, for Beis Shammai, who says that Shlichus Yad exists not just if you actually steal the item that's under your care as a custodian, as a shomer, it's even if it's Omar Bifnei Edim. And Rashi, later on, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dibur Maskol, what was it? Kagon, he said, Motzi Befehu Lagabe Kachim. However, there was that one Rashi in Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, who said, Omar Ochishev L'Shalach Yad. So it was a little bit tricky. Tosus here says, look in Bav Metzia. And Tosus in Daf Dal Amud Beis says, Afili Tzorach Dibur, but Tosus in Bav Metzia says, Tzorach Dibur. The Rambam was not so clear, so we saw there was a big discussion back and forth between in the Shidim Gubetz, as quoted from the Tosa Shans there in Bava Metzia, who brought Rayas in different directions. First, he brought a whole slew of Rayas who thought that it does require Dibur, and then he went back and had some Rayas in the other direction that doesn't require Dibur. So one of them was, for example, if the guy was Hotzi, Lo'ochlin, V'shalo Lo'ochlin, well, what was his Kavana? So he says, well, it's difficult to think that was your intent. And then he says, no, that was the question. The question was whether your intent was in this direction or in that direction. And then we mentioned Nafkamina from this, was from the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah of Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ben Nimei Rabbeinu Baruch, that caused the some of the Rishonim here say that you have to be Motzi Bepeh, so therefore also when you do Sefer Torah, I think it was the context of Sefer Torah, it says you also have to be Motzi the Lishma Bepeh. So that was just kind of the general question, and that carries us over to the question of Machshava in other areas of Halacha, because...
The Rambam.
What's that?
The Rambam disagrees.
Well, that was the question. It was not so clear. The Rambam only mentions the concept of machshava, so the simple understanding would be that the Rambam does not require dibur, although we did see the Derech HaShulchan HaAsid did want to claim that maybe the Rambam thinks that it's, he mentions machshava, but he thinks, why should we make a machlokas between the Rishonim? Let's say that the Rambam also requires. So I think the Rush said it more like a suffix, right? What was the Lashon? I remember the exact lashon. I think he said we should be choshish to be motzi b'peh.
Also, that Shittim Kubetz says, decided that Tosa Shantz.
Yes.
So, but it says he also seems to indicate that by kachim, machshav l'chod suffices.
So that was in the second half of the paragraph. In the first, he was much more in the other direction.
You also mentioned in parentheses, in between.
It's a siman.
Yeah.
Right, so that we were madcher to say, don't tell me those Gemaras in Gittin where they were listening to the Kohen b'mafagel and they say, oh, you see that it's a machshava b'dibur. We said, no, you can't bring any rayas from there because those cases, they they learned about what he did based on what he said, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the speaking which creates the pigle. The pigle may be just manifest, we just may be aware of it because of what he said, but not necessarily that that actually is what's called. It could be, maybe if we take the more strict interpretation of the Rambam, that the more literal interpretation of the Rambam, that in Achanami, it's dafka machshava alone, just you would never know. So when you hear the guy, you assume that pivali b'shavim, and therefore that's what you're going to assume he did in his heart as well, because it's what it's in his heart, that's koveya the pigel. Okay. So that's just in general when you talk about machshavas. So now we said that you have two categories of machshavas. You have the Gemara's, you have machshavas in daf beis, and then you have machshavas in daf memvav. So what are the machshavas that are here in daf membeis? The Gemara assumes that you're talking about specifically two machshavas. Tosis here in Dibur Maaskal Kol points out, you're talking about machshavas shinui Kodesh and Machsheves Shinoi Bailam. As opposed to, we mentioned, over there on Daf Mem Vav Mid Beis, you have six different things. Not only do you have different lists, you even have different Makoros. Our Gemara has the Pasuk to teach you Shinoi Kodesh coming from the Pasuk of V'im Zevach Shlamim Korbano. There, the din of L'Shem Zevach comes from the Pasuk of Ola Ishe Reach Nichoch L'Hashem. So how do you square these two concepts? So Tosfos deals with this right here on Daf Beis, and Tosfos wants to kind of merge the two sugyas together. So then he's left with the question, well, if you're really merging the two, because he begins by asking, how do you even know Shina Bailam? It doesn't say Shina Bailam in the Mishnah. He says, well, we'll know it from Daf Mem Vav. Well, Daf Mem Vav, you have a whole bunch of different Makoros. So Tosfos says, well, you need a different makor over there because there you have something that's even more expansive. What's that? Our Gemara is only talking about Shechita and the Dalet Avodas Adam. That Mishnah is even talking about Haktara. Oh, that's Tosfos. So Tosfos seems to kind of create one category of Machshavos. Now, it happens to be in Achanami. Tosfos agrees there's a big Nafkamina. These two are Machshavos Haposlos. In the case of Chatas and Pesach, and they're Olo, Olo, Balam, Shem, Chola, Chova, if you did them wrong in Ola, and those, if you did them wrong, you didn't ruin your Karban. Let's say L'Shem Ishim, L'Shem Hashem, but it's generally one big happy family. Whereas, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, Perek Yud, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, and Halacha Yud Aleph, it seems pretty clear that for the Rambam, these are two separate and independent machshavos. In each one, they have a separate din of Stam Lishma. So these two machshavos are separate, and this is where the Briska Rav there went and mentioned this as part of his longer discussion that we'll get to in a little bit in terms of the role of a Shalol Lishmo. So the Briska Rav says, yeah, of course there are two different kinds of machshavos. The machshavos over there are to create and invest Lishma in the Karbon, those Lishem Shisha Dvarma Zevach Nizbach. That's just to give you the lishma. Here, it's a different story. Here is the machshava haposeles to ruin the karban. That's why it has a different makar and essentially the two totally different categories. So this, they're really two different, totally different machshavos. One is a series of machshavos that are supposed to be invested in the karban. That's daf mem vav. And then there's a second set of machshavos that are machshavos apostles that are limited to Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. And say that?
So what about Tosos who says we're going to Shinu Bailam for Mem Bailam?
Saying they're one
so,
issue.
Oh, so that brings us to another point which we'll get to later on. The Rambam will disagree with Tosos and the Rambam will say, no, you don't have to learn Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam from over there. Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam are both Shinu Hashem. That's when the Mishnah says, "Kol Zvachim Shenizvuchu Shalol Lishman." The Rambam will say that includes Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. It's not. It didn't say, you know, Shinu Kodesh. It said Shalol Lishman. Lishman includes the Rambam Lishitaso. It includes both. Ah, perfect. So now it comes out a couple of nafkaminas. Number one, at least according to the Mishnah Melech within the Shita of the Rambam, according to the Rambam, those six machshavos there on Daf Mem Vav, they only apply at Shchita. Mashrenkin, according to Tosfos, they all apply all through, even into Haktara, except for one case. What's that? Shinui Bailam b'Haktara. Why doesn't Shinui Bailam play out in Haktara? So this is what we quoted from the great Gaon Tzadik, the Holy Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Hashem Yikom Damo, Schus Yogan Aleinu. So Rabbi Nachum Zemba said that it's because there are two parts, two kinds of Haktaras. There's one Haktara that you could look at and say, look, it's part of the Talich of Ervi Karbon Misuyam. That's one way to look at Haktara. Just like every carbon, every ola needs shchita, every olas ruvin needs shchita, olas ruvin needs halacha, olas ruvin needs kabbalah, olas ruvin, etc. It also needs haktara. He says, no, maybe there's a different story. Since haktara is a separate, it's not part of the avodas hadam, the fact that what it means is that there's no shini bailam b'haktara means that haktara is not misyaches as a prat of the seder, the sequence of the karbonos. It's a din klali. Every carbon can't lie around. It has to be huktar. Now, he doesn't mention this, and I'm using only this bederach mashal, but it reminds us a little bit about that chiddush from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, when it comes to achilas kachim, says, yeah, well, there's one din of achilas kachim that's a mitzvah achilas kachim of kohanim, va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. And then there's another din that you can't have kachim go into the Beis HaPasul just sitting around. So it's proper that they should be eaten. So similar here, by Lashon Mushal, but the idea is that it just should be eaten, it should be huktar, but it's not misyaches to the Bailam. That's why Tosfos will distinguish between Shinu Bailam and the Dalet Avodah Sadam and the Avoda of Haktara. Yes?
So just understanding correctly, sort of Rav Zemba is building on the Tosfos?
He's explaining Tosfos, yeah. Explain. He's trying to give a svara why Tosfos would make that distinction. He mentions Tosfos specifically in that piece. It's in the Zera Avram and Simen Dalet.
Even though Tosfos himself say that there's not that of Shinabai and Lakshar because they are of the opinion that all Shinabai is making its weekend, this week already happened. But,
he's explaining that.
He's giving
some nofach to that.
Simen Dalet, not Yudalet?
I think it's Dalet, yeah, not Yudalet. Okay. So then, the Mishnah tells us, Kolas Vachem Shinizbuchu Shalol Lishman. Now we know a little bit more about what Shalol Lishman means. We say it's Ksherim, Ella Shalol Olu Labailim L'Shem Chova. So it's Kosher, but it's not Olu Labailim L'Shem Chova. So we saw in Daf Hey that the conclusion of Gemara is the reason why it's Kosher is because it's learned from the Pasuk of Motzis Fasecha, Dishma Velsisa. That's why it's Kosher. And what does it mean? Why is it lo alu? So, Rabbi Kraft and I discussed this. We didn't mention this in the Chaburas, but I think it's an important way of formulating this concept because we're going to see it in a second in the Gemara here on Daf Beis. The Gemara learns one thing from one pasuk, and that is, the Gemara says, you had a neder, and because you did something wrong, it became a nedava. So the chiddush of the pasuk is to tell you, you can take something by doing a shina kodesh from a neder to a nedava. Well, the fact that you did that means it used to be a neder, now it's called a nedava. Well, as a nedava, it's still a kosher karbon. And if it's a proper karbon, you can't be mishana. In addition, since it's not the way that you did it originally, it's not going to be olo labailo m'shem chova. Because the problem otherwise, if you don't just say it out, the problem is that you have, first of all, at least two dinim that are being learned from the same pasuk, right? Our Gemara in Daf Beis is going to say, oh, how do you know that you can't be Mishana anymore once you were Mishana once? Where it says, oh, no problem, Motzis Fasecha. And the Gemara is going to ask later on, oh, Reish Lakish says, I didn't know this. He didn't know the din of Motzis Fasecha. Then he's going to say it's Kasher. And the Gemara doesn't really articulate so much on Reish Lakish's point. Once you have Motzis Fasecha, how do you know that it's lo olo labailo m'shem chova? Right, the Gemara seems to focus on the fact that Reish Lakish didn't know that it should be kosher. Oh, it's kosher because Motzis Fasecha. But I think the point is, once you have this pasuk, so the other things are obvious. Once you know Motzis Fasecha teaches you it's no longer a neder, it's now a nedava, so of course it's lo olu l'bailam b'shem chova.
Because nedava
is not... It's not what you said. It's not the neder that you...
Because that is the... characteristic of a nedava?
No, because a nedava also is something that you would need to bring again. If a person took a neder that they were going to, they said a nedava, they said this behema is supposed to be for something. Oh, that's a good question.
You don't have to.
Right, because you're not chayav b'achrayus.
That's what we said.
Right.
That was part of the characteristic.
Right. That's right. But I wasn't focusing so much on that distinction. But in Achanami, it all ties in. The idea is that this pasuk teaches you all the dinim. It teaches you that it's kosher, but Mimela teaches you that it's lo alu, And it also teaches you that it's Osir Lishanui because it still has the qualities of a proper carbon. So that's
the Osir Nedava Nekuda comes out when the Gemara wants to talk about by Ashram. It says Ashram doesn't put into Matsu Sechel because it does go with Ashram.
Correct, because it's not Bab and Nedava.
You see, it has to do with real Nedu Nedava.
Right. Right. So then. Right. Right. So this kasher v'lo alu is the motzi svasecha. So the question is, what generates this problem of shinui kodesh? From where does this come that there is an iser to be mechashev shelo l'shmo? Where does that come from? So we saw there are a couple of options in the Rishonim. There is a Sifri in Vayikra where the Sifri mentions the Isser of Machsheves Pigul and Chutz L'Makomo, and Rabbi Yana in that context mentions the Lo Yechashev, but it doesn't mention Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam. So the Sefer Achinuch says that it comes an Isser to be Machashev and includes Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam. Where is that categorized? It's similar to similar to Matel Mum Bekotchim, which sounds like the Shitas Rambam, where the Rambam also says that if you're Mechashev Machshava She'ein Nechona, that it's Kamo Matel Mum Bekotchim.
And Pigul's Chutz Mizman Chutz Mekoma, and these things are just in terms of who it's for.
Correct. That was the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalad. That there's an Isser L'chashiv Machshava She'ein Rechona, and Rashi and Daf Beis Mabez mentions Lo Yechashiv.
Even though Menachos, he doesn't say that.
So even though Menachos, he mentions Zevach Shlomim. Yes.
If I find Mafrisha Behema.
Yes.
And then I change it.
Yes.
I still have in my bank of Kabbalah, which I need to bring to the Beit Midash, that one which I was Mafrish.
What do you mean?
I don't understand the case. Asham.
Uh-huh.
Then I change it to an Ola.
What do you mean you change it to an Ola?
Shinui Kodesh.
Shinui Kodesh.
Okay.
God's still waiting up above for an Asha.
Uh-huh.
So surely that is the Makor itself. I mean, I still have a Chol.
That what?
You shouldn't be doing that because you still haven't fulfilled your obligation.
Yeah, but it's not. That might be a Baal Ta'acher problem, right? Baal Ta'acher says you have to bring it at a certain time. Who says that there's an actual Isser to not bring the carbon that you said you were going to bring? Don't worry, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. So that doesn't necessarily teach you an Isser. The Ramban, we saw in the Shichas Halav and in Dalet, says that there is a Lishchot Kodshim that have Machsheves Pigul. He didn't mention there actually Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh. And he mentions it based on the Pasuk of Kol Dovara, Kol Dibura, not from Lo Yechashev. So it could be that according to the, there might be an Afkamina, the Chinuch says that you don't get Malkus because it's an Isser in the Machshava, whereas for the Ramban, it sounds like you would get Malkus because the Isser is in the Maisa Shchita. It's interesting, the Ramban is bringing this because the Ramban does not mention a lav meyuchad in the Minyan HaMitzvahs to tell you that there's an Isser to be mechashev, machshava she'en nechona, and the Megillas Esther says that's because it's part of the mitzvah of hakravas hakarban kitikuno, which may be what Joshua is alluding to. But so multiple possibilities, either lo yichashev, which is what Rashi brings in Beis Mabez, or maybe it's from Matul Mul Bekotchim, if you assume that that is the lav is... similar to that, or like the Ramban said, Kol Davara, or maybe it's just included.
The Ramban, does that show maybe that it has to be the Dibur, not the Machshava?
So I'm not sure that according to the Ramban, you're going to get Malkus.
Well,
Ramban, we said.
So I'm saying, according to the Ramban, would that show that it's been in Dibur, not the Maisa, then it's
no,
not
because, no, because the Ramban said the Lav is in the Shchita. That was the Chiddush. Ramban said the Lav is Lishchot. So whether or not that Shchita carries with it a machshava or carries with an expression of dibur, the actual iser is in the shchita itself, not in the machshava. So that would be the nafkamina.
That can tell me, just for argument, I thought the only thing that we see as a best would be a bittul essay, right? You must ask how do you know the shema, and it goes and finds it's an essay. It's all just.
This is to explain exactly. That pasuk
sure,
of
lechora it's a bittul essay, and then you have the question is also.
The question is where does the prohibition come in? So that's. The Gemara of Lo Yechashev is on Chaf Tes Amid Beis of Rabbi Yanai.
It goes back to that whole, we'll get to later, the Kehilas Yaakov, about the relationship between Lav and an Essen, which is Koveya. Is the Essen Koveya or the Lav Koveya?
Yeah, probably not going to talk about that today, but it is related to that. So then, the other aspect that we raise in this context, Rabbi Kraft spoke about in his Chabura, was the question of the Lishma in Kachim, the nature of this situation, that it's kosher v'lo alu. How could it be? What does it mean when you say that something is kosher v'lo alu? So, he developed this idea, kind of two aspects, but it's really one, based on the Minchas Avraham, the name of the Briska Rav, that the shame of the karban is fundamental to the relationship between the karban and the Baal HaKarban. It's not just Shinui Balam, but even Shinui Kodesh, and that's one way of looking at the idea that when you have a machshava haposel, a machshava of Shinui Kodesh, it's posel the karban b'miktsas. So that psul b'miktsas is what leaves you in this in-between stage of kosher on the one side, but lo alu on the other side.
Because the shame is an integral, is integral.
Because so the, both the Kodesh and the Bilim are integral to the Karban, and if you ruin them, you have been posel of the Karban Mimiksas, therefore it is lo alu, based on that Pasuk, based on this on these drushas. So this gets to a much bigger topic, which we also discussed at length, which is, and this is what the Briska Rav is kind of a Lishitaso, is what is the nature of the psul of Shelo Lishmo in the context of Kachim. Right? So Tosfos and Menachos, when it talks about mixed machshavas of lishmo and shelo lishmo, begabe tzitzis, mentions, oh, it's like kachim, where it's mixed machshavas, no good, it's pasul of lishmo and shelo lishmo. So to in tzitzis, it's going to be pasul of lishmo and shelo lishmo. So Rabbi Chanan quoted this in the Kovitz Shirim, and he quoted from Rabbi Chaim, who totally disagrees with this. And this is what the Briska Rav develops in that piece. It says, no, the isser of shelo lishmo, the isser shelo lishmo, the shinei kodesh, the shinei bailim, in the context of kachim, is completely separate, unrelated to lishma and kol Torah kula, and shelo lishma and kol Torah kula. Lishma and kol Torah kula is a requirement to infuse something with the endowment of lishma. So that would be true for a get. It would be true for potentially, we'll see, for mila. It's true for sefer Torah, for tviyas tzitzis. That's lishma. Shelo lishma is the absence of that lishma. Not true for kachim, says the Briska Rav. For kachim, the Briska Rav says, the chiddush of stam lishma, which we will talk about in a little bit, the chiddush of stam lishma is that there is always a built-in, automatic, proactive, undeniable, and irrevocable lishma. You can never change that. Now, I don't remember if he mentioned that it's from the Hafrasha. We thought that he assumed that it was from the Hafrasha, the Hakdosh HaSpeh, but I don't remember if he mentioned it beferish in that piece of Briska Rav, as opposed to just the Xeris HaKosov of the Shechita being done that way.
Yeah, those.
But I think that we assume that it was from the Hafrasha. There's the Hakdosha that comes from the Kedush HaSpeh that's endowed in the animal. So therefore, the only thing that these Machshavas Apostles are doing is not a lack of Lishma. It's that they are coming to actually be pogame the Karbon, but not to even take away the Lishma. The Lishma is always there. It's just that in addition to the Lishma that's active, there's also a Machshava HaPoseles, which ruins the Karbon. That was the way that the Briska Rav formulated this idea. And he had several rayas, not just the idea of the mixed machshavas in the concept of kachim, that's mostly, and other rayas as well.
I think you just said it. We've been talking about this like literally months, but just the way you said it. Thanks.
Okay, good. However, we still had the question, which is, wait a second, the Mishnah then says, chutz mina pesach v'achatas, pesach b'zman v'achatas b'chol zman, so why are those psulim legamri? We just said that it's an in-between stage. So the Gemara has Gzeres HaKosovs of Chatasu and Pesach LaHashem, but by Kraft quoted from Rabbi Rosenzweig that there are perhaps reasons, good explanations, why the Gzeres HaKosov would be this way. In terms of Chatas, the whole purpose of a Chatas is that it should be provide a kapara, it should be there to be mesiaches, to relate to the chit, a specific chit of a specific person. And if you lack that kapara, so then there's nothing left. There's no default to fall back on, because Zarskasov tells you that there's nothing.
Masha connected even more with the person, therefore even a small difference is going to hurt more.
Okay, that's one way of saying it. As opposed to... could be.
Okay.
You didn't have to say it that way. It's not necessarily a question of size. It's a question, I think, more of
what is
the
bar?
Nature of the carbon.
You say it one more time? I'm just getting confused.
Yeah, he's saying it's more connected. He's saying it's more connected to the bilem, and therefore, if there's any small change, you're really like uprooting and destroying the carbon. Whereas what Ren's saying is that it doesn't have to say that it's about the bilem. It's that b'mahuto a ikaron, the chat is all about this particular chet, and therefore, once you've shifted it, it's not a chatas. It's not just it's a chatas without this chet. It's not a chatas.
There's no such thing as a chatas without a chet. And the opposite he suggested from Rosenzweig regarding.
And based on that, can't you say that a shin of violin would be worse than a shin of kodesh when it comes to a chatas? Because like Lamaisa, so okay, a shin of kodesh, you messed up a little bit, but it still has the, it's still be'etzem a chatas. Mash inkin, if you change the shin of violin, then you're really messing up.
Well, then you get into the question of the Gemara about mino machriv. I think that's exactly what the Gemara seems to be grappling with. At some point, it's so foreign that it's no longer even pertinent to the discussion. It's not pogim your carbon. It doesn't ruin your carbon. And then he suggests that on the other side, when it comes to Pesach, it doesn't appear in Sefer Vayikra. And as we'll see a little bit more later, it's Ikar L'Achila. And therefore, you have to really endow it with the proper Lishma for it to become upgraded to a carbon. If you lack that, so then essentially it's just chulin, and maybe that's why the Rambam paskens that if you do a pesach l'shem chulin, that's the only carbon that'll be pasul, as opposed to a chatas. Even a chatas, if you do l'shem chulin, it's not actually pasul; it's just kasha v'lo alu. So that's in terms of the first few lines of the Mishnah, the core question of number one, what is a machshava in kachim? Number two, what are the machshavas that we're talking about here and how it relates to the other sugyas? Number three, the question of defining kashav lo alu and why that is. Number four, the isser to be machashiv shalo lishmo. Number five, how it works that it's kashav lo alu in terms of machshava haposelis. Number six, the general chakira. And then number seven, how it relates to Pesach and Chatas. Any other questions, comments, or observations on that point?
Hakdashas Bepeh by Korban Pesach?
Every Pesach has it. Yes, sure.
So this is a shame Pesach.
So that's why you're careful at the meat market the day before. Every carbon needs to have a Hakdasha.
I was curious you said that it would be chulin and not like a shlamim.
So that's a much longer discussion. There is an element of shlamim in every Pesach, right. Of course, like Moser Pesach, etc. Okay?
Good. Meaning
you have to designate it. Like, no, it just means every carbon, you have to designate it. Harezu Pesach, Harezu Ola, etc. Okay. So then, the Mishnah went on to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that Asham is also included in this group. And then we have the Shita of Yossi ben Choni, who says that it depends whether you are Mechashiv to a Pesach and a Chatas, or not just whether it's a Pesach and a Chatas, which are the subject, they can also be the object apostle. And finally, Shimon Achiazari, it depends whether you're upgrading or downgrading, Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim, and then even within Kachim Kalim, Chorva Meiser, which are the lower level of Kedusha, versus Shlamim. Okay, so then the Gemara went on to discuss Olu L'Bailam Hashem Chova, Lo olabayla b'shem chova, but what about being mishana going on? So the Gemara gave you a pasuk and a svara, which we talked about. And then our Amud Beis, we spoke about stama lishma. So we had a question, how to understand the nature of the din of stama lishma. So is it the pshat, when you say something is stama lishma, that you don't require the investment of lishma? Or no, you require the investment of lishma, and the stam, it's as if you did it. It's not don't have it, don't need it. It's as if you already have it. That was the Kor HaKiras. The Evan Ezel, he presented this with the Nafka Mina of Akira Batos. That if you say that every stama is as if you said it. It's as if you did it. Let me just find the Lashon. This one is tricky. He says, it's as if you did it every time, l'shem mashehu, memela, havikamo shechoshev l'shman. Therefore, you're going to say, akir betos, lo havi akira. Because it's as if you're at that moment endowing it with the intention, the fact that you're mistakenly intending something else, but no, the stam l'shma overrides it. Whereas if you say, no, stam l'shma just means, if you don't need it, so then it's... You know, if you have an akira betos, then it would be an akira. So that's nafkamin number one. Number two, we suggest that maybe that's the suffix of the Sfas Emes in the beginning of Menachos regarding somebody with shochet shalul lishma, whether afterwards the Zevach Tod assumes that you do, in Dibur Maskel Va'as, you do have to continue lishma, but the Sfas Emes sounds like maybe you don't have to continue lishma. You don't have to, you could just use stam lishma. Is the pshat that stam lishma is as if you're doing it, or it's like following the status quo, as if you don't, okay. So that was the first ha'ar about stam lishma. Then we asked the question whether stam lishma is ideal or not ideal. So Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah later on, told us it's a takana, it's better not to have any machshavos. It's just better to have nothing. So what's going on? What is exactly the idea? What's the pshat in that Mishnah, right? That hakol... Therefore, it's a Tanah Bezin that you shouldn't think anything. So the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos there thinks that Rabbi Yossi is Mechadish, that everything follows the Oved and not the Bailam. The problem is then it sounds like the Tanakama think that the Bailam are Koveya. The problem is that the Gemara says that the Manda Amru says Bailam Afaglam is a minority opinion. If that's the case, then how could the Rambam ever think that according to that, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds, it's totally in the Ovid, and therefore it's Bailam Afaglim. So the Tosfos Yontzev answered this. This is the Kash of the Chok Nasan. So the Tosfos Yontzev answered this. He says, no. The Tanakhama never thought that actually Bailam Afaglim. The Shaila was maybe the Tanakhama thought that you also, Lechatchila, need to invest it with Lishmo. The Bailam. Kamash Malan Rabbi Yossi says not, but Nenachanami, maybe the Tanakhama really do think that.
Do you ever quote a Rebbe Lazar who holds that Balakarma
has to have?
That is the Gemara, Memzayin Ben Aleph. He's the minority opinion. Yeah, he's the minority opinion that the Gemara is rejecting there, who say Balam Afaglam in Achanami. And if the Balam are nothing, then why do you need the Tanai? So the Karanora says that Chez Chidesh, that in Achanami, the Takana is what is Koveya, that the Balam have no Hashba. That was a pretty big Chidesh that he said it like that way. And the Chok Nosson said that Rabbi Yossi meant that it's Misyachis also to the Oved. But Rashi in the Bar Tanura said, no, even, no one, even the Gemara in the Havmina, the Tanakama, they also think that it's all Toloi in the Shochet. So if that's the case, so how do you read the Mishnah? So the Tzom Kachim there in the Mishnah said that the Tama Takana is that because everything goes after the Oved, therefore Rabbi Yossi just told you they made a Takana not to start up. But in Achanami, there's definitely a reason, there's a thought
to think that the Balakarma?
The Tanakama didn't require anything, but because it's following the Oved, there's a reason to make a Takana to do it a Stama. Okay. Then there was a further question whether or not there's a mitzvah minat Torah lechatchila lechashiv lishma. So the Karen Ora said no in the Psicha, in his commentary in the Psicha, but the Evan Ezel and Taras HaKodesh said yes, and the Evan Ezel ties this into his broader discussion.
Of don't he already have it?
Yes. That. No, I think we said the Evan Ozel the reverse the first time around. I always get this confused, and I think we said it the reverse. The Evan Ozel thinks that if you hold Akira Betos, Lo Havi Akira, therefore that's because Stama is Lo Havi Kamosha Chishev Lishman. I think I said it the reverse the first time.
You already have it.
No.
No? You don't need it?
No. You don't need it.
I think in the Chabur you said that the first way.
Yeah, I think I probably said it back.
I was like confused going through. Yeah, it.
I think I was confused too.
I don't know. I put two stairs next to it. So.
Yeah. I was confused. Anyway, it's on page... Take a look at it yourself. I think I got it wrong. It's on page Vav Amud Beis here in the Evan Lezel and Dalad. It's I got it confused in both directions. But his point is that he holds that the Rambam says you have to be Mechashiv Lishman because he holds Akira Betos Lo Havi Akira, and therefore it's not as if you said it, therefore you have to invest it. Okay. Ein Sham, I got that wrong before. Sorry. I think the first time I also said it the backwards way. I keep getting it confused. Okay. And then the last Ta'ara here about Stam L'Shma, the Rambam only mentions Olan Shlomim, and so the Kesef Mishnah asks, what do you mean only in Shlomim? So the Lechem Mishnah says, yeah, of course, in Pesach and Chatas it's true, but the Chiddush is, only in Olan Shlomim is still kosher, as opposed to the Radvaz, who made a startling comment that Stam L'Shma, if you Shechta Chatas, B'Stam, it's kosher, but it's low Alu. And the Ebon Azal is Mishachas to that also. So that's in terms of, yes, Chatas L'Shma is kosher below Alu.
Does he pass on like someone else in the Mishnah?
No, it's not Shalosh Shema. You think it's Stam.
Stam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that was Beis Amud Beis. Yeah. And then we discussed the question of Stam Lishma in Kultur Kula. So Tosfos had a very interesting comment here in Dibur Maaskal Stam Isha Lavagirish and Omedes. So two things. First of all, Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Tosfos points to a Chuvas Maram Al Shakar who discusses the fact that Tosfos thinks that in theory the Baal of a wife who is a Sota Vadai doesn't have to be Megarish her, and that they could remain married under the same roof even though they have an Isser to each other. So that was just one side point that was very fascinating that Rabbi Kivager is pointing out. But then Tosfos throws in the Din of Mila. He throws in the din of Mila for a goy.
By a goy.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So.
I didn't say anything.
Don't throw the Mila anywhere. I know you were going to.
As I said that before.
Okay. Where Tosfos points out. Ovid kochav madai de nafshe ovid ve'enu kosher lichta v'saget, and yet yimal armoy ve'al yimal kusi. Why? Because kusi is miskaven l'shem har evil. So Tosa says, wait a second. Why is it that get you say the guy is no good and mila the guy is good? So he says, because stam isha lav l'gerish and kaima, as opposed to mila is for some reason focused kind of in that direction. So what comes out of this, Tosfos, and this is developed further by the Shagas Aryeh in his comments in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah in the Turi Evin, and the Karen Ora as well. I think the Karen Ora here developed it. The Shagas Aryeh says, yeah, what Tosfos tried to say is now a big chiddush, that any time you have a mitzvah where it's defined in the Karen Ora's way of saying it is, in the Guf HaDavar, that's where the mitzvah is taking place. So in that case, you could say Stam L'Shma, and even for a goy, it's going to work. A similar chiluk was in the Shagas Aryeh, that the Cheftza is made only for this, or he says another similar svar that you only get one crack at it.
Yeah.
You can only do it once. Afterwards, you can't do it anymore. So therefore, it's obvious, and therefore, the Tosfos will say, in that case, any mitzvah like that, you'll say Stam L'Shma, and even for the goy, it's going to work. As opposed to Gerushin, it's not... B'mahuso, it's not inherently. However, if you look in the Rosh Hilchos Sefer Torah, who points out that a guy, the reason why he could do Lishma and Mila is because it only takes a few seconds, so then the fact that there's Mila's Akum, and you don't have to worry about the Lishma problem, has nothing to do with any kind of inherent din about the nature of Stam Lishma for a Cheftza Shel Mila.
But he wouldn't apply that back to Kachim, right? We're not applying that at all.
The other interesting observation, that long Karen Ora, who thought that L'Shem Chulin was like Misasek, so why do you need a special pasuk of Misasek, and L'Shem Chulin is Misasek, so you know, number one, it's a question of whether or not that even is Misasek, or maybe you can understand why you need a pasuk just because of the nature of Kachin that they're endowed with, L'Shem. Okay, Viter. Daf Gimel brought us to the din of Mino Machriv and Eino Mino Eino Machriv. Hold this for a minute. Yeah. So we discussed the Tana Shechatzo Ben Asarim, and we discussed whether, first of all, the interesting question of Rishon Machlokas and Rishonim, whether or not a Tzomid Pasil requires a Kli, Nafkamina, very important Nafkamina, for those who are concerned about airplanes that are flying over cemeteries. So if you were to put yourself in a plastic bag and tie it up with a Tzomid Pasil, part of the question has to be whether or not the plastic bag serves as a kli. So one of the diyunim have this discussion about if the plastic bag is not a kli, so then it's not going to help you as a tzamid pasul. But you see from some of the rishonim here that tzamid pasul doesn't require a kli, and therefore the plastic bag, even if it's not a kli, could still serve as a tzamid pasul. But that's for a different time. Ayin sham in the haskama of Rav Zalman Chemia to the sefer Maros Chaim on Oholos that I showed you to send your father. All right. Okay. The other thing we discussed. No, because that's what we pointed out, that there are two questions here. One is whether or not it's being Chotzitz midin Chatzitza, or it's Matzil in an independent manner. This Rabbi Kraft mentions Chavur from Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik. So that may have some bearing on this question about whether or not it requires to be a kli. No, what?
I had to make the joke. I thought he made the joke.
No. Okay. So, by crafting this chabura in this context about going over to Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara introduces the Chatas and the Shinu Bailim, so. If you shecht the korban l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Whereas if you shecht the pesel l'shem chulin, it's pasul. So this is where, again, I think this is the second time you mentioned that same yisur from Rabbi Rosenzweig, that in the case of Pesach, the l'shma is required to create the shame of the korban. The other way to understand it was like the Ar Sameach writes in Pesulim Gedoshim, Perek Tesvav Yud Aleph, that the l'shma of the main focus of the Karma Pesach is la'achila, and therefore it's done l'shem chulin, it's pasul, because that's essentially taking out the main focus. It's doma, it's similar to chulin, and therefore it's doma to chulin, it's like now mino machriv.
Is that Rosenzweig?
No, that's the Ar Sameach, those different tarets. And then...
Silverman mentions that in his article.
And then he mentioned something about the son-in-law of the Briska Rav. I didn't quite get that in the Chabura. What's that?
I think it was on the Svasemes.
Had a similar yisod as Ar Sameach.
That since the, generally speaking, it's Achilas Kohanim that creates the Kapara, whereas in the case of Karban Pesach,
he alluded it to the Pesach Mitzrayim, where you see that the Pesach Mitzrayim was mamash, not like a regular carbon bechlal.
Right. And then the rest of the Amud was about Tocho and Tocho, Ayin Sham. And then at Daf Dalet, we began to discuss the Makar, Minolim to be Inan Zvicha Lishma. So we quoted, Vim Zevach Karbano, or Zevach Shemim Karbano.
Sorry, at the end of the Gemara, we spoke about, I don't know if you
remember. Oh, the Karen Ora.
Was it Karen Ora?
It says, so Machlokas, whether or not Mino Machriv.
What's the Maskana of the Gemara?
Yeah, maybe it's 2 days in the Gemara, about Mino Machriv or not Mino Machriv. It's maybe totally in the Maskana of the Gemara.
That's Karen Ora.
That was the Karen Ora. Dalar and Aleph, Minol and Dwino Zvicha Lishma, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbano, Shetei Zvicha Lishem Shlomim. So, the Gemara introduces the Makor for Shinui Kodesh, and then has a further drasha to include Kabbalah and Shchita, Shchita, Kabbalah, and then Zrika from the other drashos. And then we said, Ashkechan Shinu Kodesh, Shinu Bailami Nolan. So the Gemara wanted to suggest initially that it's learned from an Eino Inyan. And then how do you learn the other ones? Ashkan, Nemra Zvicha B'Shini Kodesh, Nemra Zvicha B'Shini Bailim, Ma Zvicha B'Shini Kodesh, L'chilak Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avodos, Av Zvicha B'Shini Bailim, Lo Techalak Behen, Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. The Gemara says, not so fast. Ikal Mifrach, Ma L'Shini Kodesh, Shekain, four things. One, Psilu Begufa. Number two, Yesh Nabar Abba Avodos. Number three, Yesh Nabar Achamisa. And number four, Yesh Nabar Tziba Kabiyachet. Now the Gemara backtracks a little bit. It says, even though two of them are not Dafka, what's the Nav Dafka? The Lav Dafka ones were
Psilaguf.
It sounds like both of them. How do we know that they're both Psilaguf? Because the Gemara says, even though the Machshava Ba'alma, Achnam came into Achshava Pasla. And then the other one was according to Rav Pinchas Berei de Rav Mari, who says Yeshini Bailim La'achamisa. But nonetheless, there are still two that are different. One is Yesh Nabar Abba Avodos, and number two is Yesh Nabar Tzibur Kibba Yachid. So this is where we had a long discussion about the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shinli Bailim. Ah, awesome relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shinli Bailim. So Tosfos already on Daf Beis Amud Aleph seems to have two different ways of understanding the relationship between the two. Because Tosfos wants to know Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, so where do you get Shinui Bailim from? So Tosfos' first answer, when he said, Minala Lasha Shinui Bailim, the first Tosfos in the Sechta, his first answer was, Venira de Samach HaMasnizim Lekama Perak Beis Shammai. Aye, but over there it has all six Machshavos. And this, and we say, no, it's not a problem. We're only going to include the ones that are kosher v'lo olu. Then he says, v'od yesh lomar, t'shelo l'shman d'masis and mashma bein shini kodesh bein shini bailam. What does it sound like? It sounds like the difference between the first Teretz and Tosfos and the second Teretz and Tosfos is that the first Teretz and Tosfos says, well, we're going to include the two in the Mishnah because they're technically similar to each other. But conceptually, they're different. Happens to be they have the same practical outcome, so therefore we're going to include them both. Whereas the second Teretz will say, no, the word Shelo Lishman really means both Shinui Kodesh, and the phrase Shelo Lishman means Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So those two Tirutzim seem to be dealing with this same question about the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim.
How you read the Gemara Dalam
and Beis. And so then, we also mentioned that this Gemara, the Gemara here, Tosfos points out here, it sounds like the simple understanding of the Gemara, at least initially, is that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are the same. It sounds like they're the same, but it's not so clear from the Maskanas, the Gemara, certainly from the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Samach Aleph, how to relate the two. So this is where we had a long discussion based on our Gemara and then the two Gemaras, the two Sugyas in Pesachim, in Daf Nuntes going over to Daf Samach, and then Daf Samach Aleph going over to Daf Samach Beis. So we pointed out that there are several components that we need to look at when we think about Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam and the relationship between the two of them and potential Nafgaminas. Right? So number one, potentially, the Isser L'chashev Machshava Alo Nechona. So Tosfos points out on Dalam Aleph in Dima Maschel V'yeshnon, I think it was the Tzon Kachin who picked this up, Tosfos points out that the Pasuk of Shinui Kodesh of Motes Vasecha, as it relates to, so it could be that that only relates to Shinui Kodesh and not Shinui Bailim. So the Merkabas HaMishnah picks this up and says, in Achanami, according to the Rambam, that pasuk doesn't apply to Shinui Bailim. So now, what does that mean? So this goes to the second Afghamina that we discussed. The Gemara said that there's a difference. The first one, Shinui Kodesh, is Yeshna B'dalat Avodos. Shinui Bailim is Eina B'dalat Avodos. And yet, the Rambam seems to say, this is the Kashan Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam seems to say that Shinui Bailim is Yeshno B'chol Dal Ravodos. So the Merkavas HaMishnah says the Rambam is a different gear than the Gemara and Daf Yud. And in Achanami, if there is, not like Tosfos, who says that every Machsheves Shinui Bailim is Shochet Amanas Lizrok, Molech Amanas Lizrok, Mekabel Amanas Lizrok, Zorek. So then, right, so that's going to be Amanas Lachtir, but the idea that it's there's a distinction between the subject and the object, the Rambam doesn't hold that. And the Rambam doesn't hold that because he assumes that the pasuk of Motzis Fasecha only applies to Shini Kodesh, and therefore once you are menatik the Bailim, there's no longer any restriction, there's no anything wrong with doing any more Shini Bailim because it's already been misnatik from the Bailim. That was the Merkavas HaMishnah. Karen also left this in the Tzarchim, but that was the Teretz of the Merkavas HaMishnah. So it's another nafkamina between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Shinui Bailim, when you have Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo. So this was the Svasemes, the Psachim and Samach Aleph, who mentions this in the Sefer HaYashar as well. We pointed out that perhaps some Rishonim might say that when you have a mixed machshava when it comes to Shinui Bailim, maybe that would be kosher. Svasemes seems to back out at the end, but the idea that that would be true is only assuming that Shinui Bailim is very different than Shinui Kodesh, because you see from our mission that Shinui Kodesh, when you have a mixed machshava is for sure no good. The Gemara Suffolk, the Gemara Shailov, Pesach Shelo Bizmano in Shinui Bailim, that was the Meiri's observation that Suffolk of the Gemara is exactly this question about the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. The relationship between Shinui Bailim and Shelo Lioklov and Shelo Lemenuyav. Another nafkamina we mentioned was Tosis on Bezim and Aleph, Ain Shinui Bailim Bahaktara. And then the last nafkamina, although when we said in the Chabur it wasn't exactly in this order, we mentioned Shini Bailam Bachatas when someone is not Mechuyav Kamohu, if it's Kasha Lagamri or not. So all of these are aspects of this question in terms of the relationship between Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh that we discussed at length in the Chabur the first time. Just to develop a little further, when the Gemara says that they're both considered Psula Guf, so the Gemara and Psachim seems to have two deus as to exactly how to define Psula Guf. Is it Psula Guf and Efshalavari Suro, or the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rav Ashi, whether it's Psula Guf is a function of being E Efshar Lavaro E Suro. So Rashi and Samach Beis and Beis there says that Psula Guf is Machshava Biguf on Shal Karbon, as opposed to Rabbi Nochanan, who says that you are Mishana the Zevach Atzmo. And we discussed then further the Tosas Rashba in Psachim Daf Lamed Dalid regarding the fact that it's Psula Guf and therefore it's Yisarif Miyad. However, Tosas Menachos Mem Ches Mem Beis did point out that there, according to the Manda Amar, who says that Pigel requires Iber Tzura, so to Shini Kodesh, because it's a Psula Guf. So the Nafkamina would be straight from Miyad in terms of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam and Pigel. But there are two days in the Gemara as to whether or not Pigel Bechlal is required straight from Miyad or it's also Toni Ibetzur, and that would be the same thing for Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam. The other thing that we mentioned in this context was the question of how to understand Shini Bailam as it relates to Shalola Menuyav, because we said if you understand that Shini Bailam is really 100% Shini Kodesh, so then for sure it's not connected at all to Shalola Menuyav. So we saw two different approaches in the Gemara there in Psachim. If you were Zorik, the Dam Pesach, Shalola Menuyav, so Tosfos says that it's kosher, because Tachosu is Dafka on the Shechita, and the Rambam says that if you were Zorik at Lemulin, it's Basel. So Rashi says that Shalola Menuyav, he says Beferish Samach Aleph and Aleph, and Tosfos Rid points the same thing out, that it is the same thing like the Meiri, that Shalola Menuyav is the same as Shini Bailam. But Tosfos says not true. Shalola Menuyav is not connected to Shini Bailam. So what's the difference? So the Sefer HaYashar said no, there's no, they're two psulim, even though they're not different, even though the Mikdash David tried to be Mechadesh, that maybe Shini Bailam is when you do it L'shem Acherim, whereas Shalola Menuyav is just the absence of doing it on behalf of your menuyim. So those were kind of detailed questions within that sugya, but they're both surrounding the core question, which is really what Tosfos here in Diramasko Machshava is getting at, which is understanding what's the relationship between Shinui Bailim and Shalola Menuyav, because Tosfos thinks, it sounds clear from our Gemara, that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are the same. That's going to be a Psula Guf. Well, that can't be the same thing as Shalola Menuyav. Why not? Because Shalola Menuyav, if you do it La'arelim, V'latameim, and Tahorim, and Mulim, it's Kosher. Masherein Kein Shini Bailim with a mixed Machshava, the assumption is that it's Pasul. So therefore, Tosfos says you have to draw a distinction between Shini Bailim and Shalola Menuyav. Okay.
Because even those two approaches we had in Tosfos Beis and Aleph, the Chora, yes, either saying they're different or they're the same, right? But Tosfos, they still come out in our reading of the plugging it into the Gemara on Dalman Bay is about, we say that it's Psul B'Guf, does it mean therefore the Psul B'Guf, they're the same soul? Or is it Psul B'Guf, and they have two different Psulos, but they're not the same? So even according to that reading of the Gemara, you still have a problem with the Gemara and Psachim.
With the, yes. Tosis himself is going to have to assume that whatever the Maskana was, it's not going to be the same. Oh. So then, Tosfos on the bottom of Dalam Ad Bey's Dima Maskal Ema deals with the end of this Gemara, because the end of the Gemara says, well, we'll find some mechanism to be machsher this carbon, which is we're gonna find out what it is. First we figure out, the point, I think it was the Karen Ora who said that there may be a nafkamina between these two deos as to how we learn Shinoi Bailim in the Shar Avodos, whether it's learned from the Pasuk of Vinyirtzalo, Lachapar Olaf, or whether it's learned from the Klal Bradu Klal, that what did we say? If you learn it,
the first one, that's only Toil and Zriko.
So then that would make sense why the Rambam Paskins, I'm sorry, why Tosfos Paskins, Machsheves Bailim always has to relate to the Zriko, whereas if you follow the second approach, that it's all learned from the Klal Prat, so then it's Nitan Lehi Omer, that the subject and the object of Machsheves Shinoi Bailim could be in each individual, in each avoda. I know I'm going quickly, but this is just kind of like a brief
Maskana
overview.
The Gemara, though, is we end up saying that we learn Shinoi Bailim from Zos HaTorah and Moses of Asecha, no?
So you know everything. I mean, it's not clear from the Gemara which is the Ikar Lima, though.
That's what I'm saying. So what, at the end of the day, what are we learning from? Do we chuck Vinyirza?
No, there's those two Ibais Emas. One says accepts the Klal Prat, and that's like Rav Eshel did, and then the other Ibais Emas says, oh, that's what the Vinyirza L'Chaper is coming to teach you. So it seems like we're having the two answers of the Gemara is whether or not you completely ignore Vinyirza L'Chaper love,
right,
or you accept the Klal Prat with Rava's whole limud from El Nazir.
Because the Gemara, what you're talking about is Ashkachan El Nazir Shar Shlomo Minolon.
So that's already saying that we learn from El Nazir,
from,
and therefore we keep.
So that's the question. When we learn from El Nazir, which aspect of El Nazir were we learning it from?
Right.
Were we learning from Vinyirza L'Chaper Olav, and that's the primary Malamed, or are we learning it just from the Klal Prat? So in this context, then the Gemara moves on to say, wait a second. Okay, we know from these Makoros that there is a requirement for Shinui Kodesh, meaning you're supposed to do it Lishma for Lishem the Karban. We know there's a requirement Lishem Bailim, and if you did it incorrectly, the Gemara says maybe it should be puzzles. The Gemara says no, it's Motzei Svasecha. So Tosfos wants to know, why would you think that if you did it incorrectly, it would be puzzle? Why would you think that? Don't you need Shina Olav HaKasav La'akev? So Tosfos says, you're right. We would have had Shina Olav HaKasav La'akev. We wouldn't have learned the Imeinu Inyan, and we would have learned the extra pasuk to teach you Shina Olav HaKasav La'akev. That was Tosfos' first initial point, and then he's saying, well, maybe this is exactly the point, that this is trying to, this is the source to teach you that you require Shino of Alakasov La'akev.
Or maybe Taka you don't, like we see from Rish Lakish.
What's that?
Like the third approach is like we see from Rish Lakish this whole question of whether you need Shino of Alakasov La'akev, and that's why
we're. Did Tosis himself mention that?
Rejected the
Rish Lakish. He rejects that point, but it's one of his possible.
Right, the possibility to say that you don't require Shino of Alakasov
La'akev.
He didn't accept
it,
that. So it's clear from Tosfos here that the din of Shinoi Bailim La'akev, and this is what the Shagasari points out in Shalos and Tshuvos and Siman Zayin, is clearly only in the realm of Kachim. However, we saw from the Rosh quote in the Shidu Betzis and Sota that this din sounds like it is true in Kol Torah Kula, and that's the Chazon Ish and Agoyim and Yud Beis has the similar point. Tosfos and Psachim Yud Aleph was not so clear.
Is it not a very easy thing to find out? I mean, do we not have the usage of this
clause? No. We do not have this klal anywhere else in Shas outside in Kachim.
It's just a hypothetical question.
No, it's not a hypothetical question at all. It is a bona fide question.
No, what I mean is, if we don't know that it's there or not, if there are no examples, then we
but the Chazon Ish himself says in the Gam, he's assuming that all those examples in Shas where it says, how do I know what's Koveo, how do I know what's Likuva, how do I know? Those are all examples of Shinoi Kosovo Akiv. So you're right, that term doesn't appear in Psachim, Sanhedrin, those places, but he's saying it's operating from that Svara.
So this is the question. So a couple of ha'aros on this point. Number one, Tosfos and Yuma is medayik, the chinah l'makos of that phrase is dafka when it's in a prescriptive context, when it's a tzivui. But if it's not a tzivui, when it's a description, then you don't say shinah l'makos of l'akim. There are lots of descriptions. The Torah calls it something a mincha, it calls it 100 times. There's another, I think, very basic point that and it's an observation that the Evan Ezel makes in that long Evan Ezel, where he says, don't bring me rayas about, he doesn't say it this way, but don't bring me rayas from questions of requiring Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev, Tosfos, of other aspects of Karbonos, like, I don't know, Belila, Yitzika, Smicha. Those are pratim, these are dinim pratim. When you're talking about Avodas HaKorban, that you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev for. That's obvious. The Evan Ezel is a very simple teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Forget about Kachim and Shar Kol HaTorah Kulam and where you're learning from. There are certain things that you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev because without them, that is the whole story. So that teretz is the point of departure where you can start talking about some of these other cases. So even if you assume like the Chazon Ish, that in other cases in Kol Torah Kula, you do have the din of Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev. So you see that when it comes to the mitzvah satorah, what the Chazon Ish is dealing with, let's say in the case of chalitza, of rikika, and those things, you need to be able to distinguish between what is the core and what are dinim pratim. Everybody agrees that there are certain things that are core fulfillment, that if you don't do them, you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev because you just haven't done the mitzvah. It reminds us of, Rav Shechter loves to quote this Tosfos and Nida about Lachatchila and B'dieved and mitzvos. There's no such thing as Lachatchila B'dieved and a matir. It's only in a mitzvah, on a daraisa level, right? The mikvah, it's either kosher midaraisa or it's not kosher midaraisa. There's no such thing as a hider minator when it comes to a matir. Either it is or it isn't. But when it comes to mitzvos, you can have multiple components. This is what I think I mentioned at the time that I heard from the Gaon of Zalman Nechemia Shlita. Zalman Nechemia pointed out when it comes to, let's say, Kriya Shema, when you say Lechatchila B'dieved, so we paskin, Koriya Shema Tzorach Lashmila Oznov. But if you didn't, you were still Yotze. So the pshat is, he pointed out, is that there are different components to the mitzvahs Kriya Shema. There is the mitzvahs Kriya, and then there's the mitzvah Shmiya. The mitzvah Kriya is Ma'akev, the mitzvah Shmiya is not Ma'akev. So too in this discussion, when you talk about Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev, so you need to distinguish between what's the core and what are the component parts. Perhaps the core, maybe there you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev, but maybe the component parts. So this is similar to the Svara of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's idea, the suggestion that he has,
but
that the Chazon Ish distinguishes, this Rabbi Kraft developed in his Chabura, is that when you have a tzura of a mitzvah where you don't require, you know, components, there you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev. That is the mitzvah.
Sorry. Like the Misa with the Adayim, with the Adam. They don't have hands, so it's not actual, you haven't, that's not the action. Where as opposed to by, like, say, Yibum, so if you didn't do, or the Rikika, then that's actually a component part that's dispensable. And therefore, you could still say that the Maisa Yibum took place.
Uh-huh. And there's a similar idea, right? Kraft mentioned here in the Shidim Gubetzis, in the name of the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, there's a svara to say that when you're B'mishana in the Lishman, it's Ki'ilu Chiser Ho Avoda. So in a certain sense, that could be the other answer to it. It's very similar to the svar of the Evan Ezel. It's the idea that there's certain things that are so core, you don't need Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev for them. They're so basic. And that teretz, this teretz really transcends the whole question as to whether Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev is unique to Kachim or it's also Din HaKol HaTorah Kula. Even within the realm of Kachim, the impression that you get from the Shidduch Gubetzis and from Vissa Zalman is that there are certain things that are so core, they are the essence of the thing. And therefore, if you don't have them, you don't require Shina Olav HaKos of La'akev, you just don't have anything. The Chazon Ish's Chiddush is that you carry over the same kind of line of logic to Kultur Kula. And therefore, in Kultur Kula, you're going to say the same thing, that when you have a core principle like, you know, the Ad HaEdim, so then that you don't require Shina Kovas La'akev. But when you have Rekika, so then you do require Shina Lovakasov La'akev. And Rabbi Kraft mentioned a Kilas Yaakov that answers, who answers the Kash of Tosas differently based on Ritva and Daf Nun Gimel in Yuma, who says that only when it comes to Mitzvahs Asei, you require Shino Vakasov La'akev. But if you have an Isser, so then you don't require Shino Vakasov La'akev. So perhaps in this context, if you understand that the problem of Shinui Kodesh is a lav, it's the lo yichashev, it's a machshava poselis, then it makes very good sense why you don't require Shino Vakasov La'akev in this context, because it is b'mahuso a davar haposel, it's a lav. The next Gemara moves on to the story with Reish Lakish. So we have the distinction between Ola on one hand and Asham on the other hand. And we had the model of Bon La'achar Misa. So in Rabbi Kraft's Chabura, first of all, he mentioned this question that we shown him about whether or not the Bon La'achar Misa, the Bailim, the original Bailim, the parents, were Mafrish the Karbon itself or only Mafrish the Ma'os. And so he mentioned that would be relevant to the question. Rav Shechter, I think, also mentioned this. Rav Yosef Engel, and you put in the Maram Komos, the Tzinu LaTorah, as to whether or not the Hafrasha Sakarban is the beginning of part of the Talich HaKapar of the Karban. And if it is, then it makes sense why the Shitas Rabbi would say that even just with the guy being Mafresh the most, that perhaps is even enough to get it started. And therefore, to be Mechayev, the children to come after him. So then, the question became, what is the relationship between the Karbon and the Yoresh vis-a-vis Kapara? And how does this work in terms of the context of Ein Kapara L'Mesim? So he mentioned that this appears in several Gemaras, that there's no such thing as Kapara L'Mesim, Ein Kapara L'Mesim. And the reason why, so mentioned, first of all, he mentioned the Ramban, Ala Torah, that since the purpose of the carbon is that as if the person should see themselves as if they are undergoing this process, if the person is deceased, so of course you can't say that the person is undergoing this process. He mentioned a different approach, which is that since Misasan is Kaparasan, so then they're finished, they're done. But, on the other hand, there was a different mahalach in the sense that mace is not mufka from kapara. But it's just that you can't bring a kapara, a karban for a mace. That was what we saw in the Sifri with the comment of the Netziv, because the Sifri did say, Malamich ha-mesim tzrichim kapara. So, it's they can't bring their own karban because there's a lack of hava, something about along those lines, but if you have a carbon coming from the Chaim, so then they can be included as well. So that was a similar drasha to the Gemara in Horios, Ain't Sibur Mace, but since there's no Misa, I'm sorry, that was the opposite, and that was more like the Inka Parla Mesa. What, anything else in that specific Chabura that we mentioned? That I'm missing? Okay. So then the bottom of this Amud we dealt with. We've got about 10 minutes remaining. Mirtz Hashem will finish up. At the bottom of this Amud, we dealt with the question of Asham Shenitak L'Raya and the question of how to resolve this Gemara, where it sounds like there is a Gzeres HaKasef to tell you that Nitak in Lo Nitak Lo with, right, this is on Hey Amud Beis versus the Gemara in Psachim that sounds like it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So we saw a whole bunch of Gemaras that dealt with this question. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Dalid with the Shinu Gubetzis there. We saw also the Gemara in Temura, the Gemara in Shavuos. So we saw basically two big approaches. The Shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, that in a Hanami, this is a fundamental transformation of the Karban from an Asham to an Ola. It's based on a Gzeres HaKasav. It's a Dinda Oraisa. Nituk is a Dinda Oraisa. Nituk is in a certain sense B'makom Akira. And how do you square the sugyas? The Ramban says, no problem. Ramban and Shavuos, sugyos mischalfos.
The only difference being that Akira is one of the Shaykh during the Avodos.
So right,
and that, Itoke is Shaykh afterwards.
So the question then becomes, what's exactly the relation between Akira and Itoke? Because what happens, the nafkamina would be understanding whether or not Akira is really taking place when you do the nituk, because what happens if before the nituk you shechted it l'shem ola bedafka? So Rashi says it's kosher, whereas according to the Rabbi Negerishom it's pasal. So it sounds like it's not, they don't exactly agree on the role of nituk and Akira, because if nituk is just fulfilling Akira, so if you did the Akira yourself you should be good. Masharin Kane, according to the Rabbi Negerishon, that's not the case. And we pointed out the Ayin Sham, the Gemara Daf later on Daf Kuf Yudal and Beis with the Minchas Avram, and based on the Briska Rav and Nazir, etc., that whole story. As opposed to, this is all not true for Shitas Tosus and the Rabbi Nutam, who says that Shinui, the Shinui of Nitak L'Raya, we're not talking about what Nitak is, right? Rashi said it's either Nims or L'Roe, or it's Bezdin was Machayev him to do it, whichever one you're going to say. No, really, Minat Torah, once the guy was Miskaper, Ashim Shiskaper Bailov, we mentioned this with also the I'm skipping over the Drash of Yoyada HaKohen, and why you need the Halachim Moshe B'Sinai, and the Drash of Yoyada HaKohen, the two Dainim, according to Briska Rav, in the comments on the Rambam. No, the whole thing happens b'shas kapara. That's when the din d'oraisa happens. Why did he nituk? It's only gzeira d'rabbanan. What does the pasuk who teach you? So either the pasuk who, it also gives you two options, is to teach you that before the guy dies, it's pasul shelo lishma, or afterwards, based on what it's going to come after. So we pointed out here that it sounds like there's a very significant ayin sham in the lashon of the Tosas and Menachos, because that can answer the Kasha, the Sfasemis. Why the Kasha, Sfasemis, Kasha was, why need the Pasuk of who to tell you that it's going to be, if it's pre-Nituk, L'Shem Ola, it's going to be Kasher. Of course, every Zevach, every Hashem Shalom L'Shema is going to be Kasher. So we say no, and this is where we discuss the idea that every Hashem has an element of Ola in it. Certainly according to Tosfos. Since it's going to be the destination of it, it's going to be an Ola, so you might have a Havamina that if you did it for an Ola, it can actually be Posel the Karbon. Oh. And then the Nafkaminas of that potentially are whether or not the Asham, the name of the Asham is left over afterwards, and perhaps that's why there's no Dichui on this Karbon, because the Asham still has the shame afterwards. Then we moved on to the Din of Yoresh, which is Hamad Beis over to Vavman Aleph, and the question of Lameimer Dekanya. So it's kind of a strange in-between. On the one hand, the Yorshim can bring the Karbon. On the other hand, the Gemara says that they're not Kone. So on the one hand, they're considered to be Shutfim, but they're not Kone. So Rabbi Graf presented two kind of diametrically opposed ways of looking at this with a potential nafkamina. He presented the Tosus Rid quoted here in the Knesset Rishonim versus the way the Rav Soloveitchik understands it in his letters in the Igros HaGrid. And part of it depends on how you understand the concept of a karbon b'Yerusha. The Tosus Rid says, no karbon goes b'Yerusha. No, a karbon doesn't go b'Yerusha. The child can't be Yorusha karbon from his father. That's not what's happening. Happens to be that the child has a momentous obligation that devolves on him from his father's estate to bring the karbon, but it's not that the karbon, the child is really Yoresh the karbon. And therefore, when the Gemara in Bava Basra Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis asks about the shaila about Pishnayim, whether it's Roy or Muchzuk for the child, the shaila is only vis-a-vis the din of Bechura, because the regular din of Yerusha doesn't really apply. That's what the Rashbam said that. But the regular din of Yerusha doesn't really apply. Whereas Rav Soloveitchik says totally differently. He says, no, really, there is a din of Yerusha and Karbonos. The Shaila is whether or not they're also Yorish the din of Kapara vis-a-vis the Yorshim. And this is really the core question which is surrounding the next Gemara in Vav Med Aleph, where you see that the Yorshim had this fascinating in-between role. That on the one hand, the Yorshim can do Temura, so they have a certain aspect of bilus vis-a-vis the kapara, because only a miskaper is yoresh, is meimer, and not the makdish is meimer. On the other hand, they're not the miskaprim, so they're at this independent, in-between stage. They are miskaper mikufya. That's the independent, the in-between question. So, based on Rav Soloveitchik's understanding, the Yarshim's kapara mikufya is because they are bilim in a certain respect for the mamonos, and as well for some element of kapara mikufya. And based on that, he explains the kash of Tosus on Davav from the Gemara in Yuma, Lagabi the Kohanim Gedol, the Kohen Gadol, and his brothers, that Tosfos here wants to know, you know, why, you know, the stira at the question of Tosfos was
that here that's not Shutfus, over there it is Shutfus.
Right? He says Alma lo chashim miskaper kashu mikufya. How could it be that over here we say that the guy is miskaper mikufya, and therefore it's not a problem of shutfus, as opposed to over there, they are. The Rav says it's pashut. Over there, they have no mominus bilus on the thing, on the carbon. It all belongs to the Kohen Gadol. It's only a shiloh of kapara. So the shiloh of kapara then can be diffused. Now, what was Tosas' answer? Tosas' answer was that there's a difference between equal kapara mikufya and a disparity of kapara. When you have a disparity of kapara, then you don't have to worry. Then the Kohen Gadol is the sole miskaper, primary miskaper, and therefore there's no problem of shutfus, versus in our case, where they're all on equal footing, therefore it's going to be a problem. But according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's all very good. So the potential nafkamina was for this Mincha Safram that he mentioned regarding the who is considered the Baal HaKorban for purposes of Aninus. That the reason why he suggested that the Onain, the Yoresh, is not Mishaleach Karbonosav when he's an Onain, is not because he's the Baal HaKarbon, it's because he's the Mishaleach HaKarbon. And the Chiddush is that the Mishaleach HaKarbon also has the Din of Aninus. But Rav Soloveitchik would say, no, it's not because he's the Mevi HaKarbon, it's because he is the Baal HaKarbon. The Baal HaKarbon is subject to the restriction on Aninus. So that was the nafkamina. The last point that we're going to make, and then we're going to conclude, is the Briskarov's point that you see from this Gemara that bilus for purposes of tamura is different than regular bilus, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the miskaper is osa tamura, so then that concept shows you that it has nothing to do with mamonas digabilus, and this is where we discuss this concept again from Rabbi Nachum Zemba. We mentioned again Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Hashem Yikom Domos Chusiyogan Aleinu. In Simon Chav and Os Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid, the concept of Echad Meimir and in Shnai Meimirin, based on the Kiryas Sefer, that it's not so much a function of who owns the carbon, but the concept of kapara about how many people it's going to be misyaches to. So those are some of the overview, nekudos of these topics that Tamir Zashem will have a bechina on Thursday.
Thursday or Tuesday?